This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can also, should you want to, you could also join Patreon, which is, you know, become part of the team. Seriously, I mean, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could help support the show every month. And if you have friends on Facebook, you have other conservatives like yourself, or people just want open conversation, because I do believe we have open conversation here, take the link and send it to your friends. Give it to your friends. Share it around. Spread it around. Like you'd do if you hit the lottery. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So, I got a great present today from one of our listeners. Had to be. Do you have the envelope? Did you go get it?
Yeah.
Oh, give it to me. I won't. So, get this envelope. And I never get envelopes like this unless they're thick and have lots of cash in them. But... So I get this envelope today, and it's kind of like from a, you know, a sweepstakes, you won something at a jewelry store out of Coral Gables, Florida. Now, I haven't been to Coral Gables since I was 6 years old. So apparently they lost my my contest submission and recently found it and sent it. But something deep, deep down in the back of my head said, mm-mm, don't open it. Don't open it in the car, and don't open it in the office. So I opened it at my mailbox place, because I do not use my home address for obvious reasons. We did have a liberal give birth in the driveway one night. They left some human excrement behind, and I could only figure that. So anyway, you can see it on Facebook. I got a glitter grenade today in the mail, but I will tell the sender that I beat you to the punch. So you didn't get me. The picture's up on Facebook. All the stuff was in the envelope. I emptied it. You know, there were a couple little girls at the nail salon next to my... I almost gave it to them because, you know, they like that little stuff. I don't know what you do with it. But the address of the glitter grenade place was in there. So, don't be surprised if in the future you also win a free prize. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Oh,
thank you.
Really? Why would I thank somebody for sending me a bomb?
Because they like you.
Thank God they don't hate me.
It wasn't a poop bomb. It was a glitter bomb.
Yeah, because I look like the glittery type, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. I'm really in touch with my feminine side, let me tell you what. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, after the break, we're going to have Pastor David Haig join us. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show several times. I keep saying I want to have him come on more often, but I keep forgetting. And I do. I want to bring them on a little bit more often because I want to talk about the issues of the day from a faith standpoint. And, you know, we're not exactly on the same page when it comes to how to approach some of this stuff, but I appreciate it because he's honest. He's upfront about the way he believes in these things, and he's willing to have the conversation without worrying about piercing my thick skin. And that's what I need for a conversation. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. You know, God and country, where are we at? I'm concerned with where I see our young people going, our young Christian people. I'm one of those guys that believes in calling things as they are. So I want to get his thoughts on Easter and Resurrection Day. And what, if you got kids in the car, I'm sorry in advance. What does chocolate bunnies have to do with Jesus rising from the dead? I don't quite get it. Maybe he can explain it to me, or one of you can. I don't know. There's still an ongoing concerted effort to come after Christians in this country. Now, if you thought that President Trump was going to fix that with a wave of his hand, we all knew that wasn't going to happen. It takes you years to turn this stuff around. Now, there's a courthouse, the Courthouse Cafe, which is in, I think it's San Bernardino, Riverside, California. They actually are at the courthouse, and they rent from the courthouse or from the county. Well, guess what? They may be evicted. It's not because they're serving substandard food. It's not because of anything they've done to any individual in particular. They've been there for 11 years, coming up on 12. But as usual, you have one irritated atheist. One. It only takes one. Thousands of people go through that place every day. But it only took one to make a complaint, and now they have to stop. What do they have to stop doing? Since nobody has complained before, they have Christian messages on the wall. Inspirational messages. Right? They have Christian music playing. They're contemporary Christian songs, not the old-time worship songs. And nobody's complained about it. And think about where you're at. You're in a courtroom. Remember, you're going into a courthouse. God only knows what you're going in there for. It could be everything from trying to get custody of your kids, all the way through to, you know, whatever. Any kind of situation. Now, a complaint was filed to San Bernardino County Department of Real Estate Services, the cafe's landlord. A few weeks later, the Magnos were notified that their location was going to be put up for public bid. Because apparently, no matter what, you can't take any money from a religious organization. And that's what they consider the cafe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the real side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being, and truly being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I really do. But I very much do appreciate your time. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could listen to, and you've chosen this one. And, you know, time is precious. But I appreciate the time you spend with me. Well, so here's the thing. You guys know I get irritated sometimes with stupid little things. And I've talked about this a million times, and I put this poor pastor through this every year, but I know that he lets me get away with it, and that's why I love him so much. But I always say the same thing. Do you celebrate Easter, or do you celebrate Resurrection Day? Are you into the chocolate bunny come off the cross? Oh, did Jesus Christ come off the cross? This is, I'm thoroughly confused because I'm not a theologian. I haven't been properly taught. So I like to bring the guys on and have a clue. And it sure as heck isn't me, if any of you guys know who I am. So I asked Pastor David Hague to join me, and he's got a blog called Hague Thought. I think it's HagueThought.com. I'll screw it up because I always screw it up anyhow. But he's got some great writings up there. You should check it out. He's written some great books, too. And Pastor Hague, thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me always.
Absolutely, Joe. I always love coming on with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I can see you cringing in the background when I said, is it about that chocolate bunny? And look, there might be kids listening to this. We're not trying to insult anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. But there's a truth that, for me, for Joe, I always say the same thing. If you're lying to your kids about certain things, or you're not telling them the truth, if that's too harsh a word for you, what happens when they come to the realization of Jesus someday and they go, well, wait a minute, my parents didn't tell me the truth about this and this and this. What makes this any more true? So did Jesus come off the cross, or was the chocolate bunny there? I'm so confused, Pastor. Straighten me out, will you?
Well, I think you've just, obviously, you've wandered into the whole idea of there's a big word that's called syncretism, and that's when you take two things and you mush them together, and in so doing, you actually spoil them both. In this case, our culture has taken it and said, look, let's use a little bit of the cultural understanding.
Okay. I'm losing you a little bit.
Out of touch.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Sounds better now. Yeah.
You know, let's use a little bit of what the culture does with a holiday so that we don't seem so out of touch as the church. So, you know, down through the last, I don't know how long, several decades, you'll find churches that will advertise, you know, we're going to have the Easter Bunny and we're going to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. Only now it's, we're going to have a giraffe and we're going to have a caged lion and we're going to have the Christian Evel Knievel, you know, jumping over one of our buildings in order to kind of get people to go. And it is, it's very confusing as to what the message really is. You know, I totally believe that the message of Good Friday, Christ on the cross, what he did for our sins, and then to be raised triumphant on Resurrection Sunday morning, I think that's a good enough story. The problem is that in many ways, a lot of churches, not all, but a lot of churches have tried to minimize the gospel's account because they want to kind of minimize what it costs the person who believes it. You know, quite frankly, when Jesus was on this earth, he said, look, if you're going to come after me, you got to deny yourself. You got to take up your cross and follow me. So when you picked up a cross, everybody who saw you knew that you basically were dead. You were heading for a crucifixion. Your life was over. And so that whole idea of the exchanged life, that Christ gave his life for me, I'm now giving my life to him, really gets watered down when we try and take things like even Christmas and make it a secular holiday with a little bit of Christ, and especially Resurrection weekend. You know, I don't mind calling it Easter. I don't think a lot of people know, you know, the background of that. They don't think about it. But I do think that churches that are really intent on helping people need not to indulge in the bait and switch, you know, come for the Easter Bunny and stay for Jesus. I think we want to say, look, we as Christians, we stake our lives, both in this life and the next, to the reality that God won. He beat death. And the proof is the empty tomb. And it's empty not because somebody broke in and stole the body. It's empty because Jesus, from the inside, rolled the stone away that a whole bunch of people couldn't have done. And he came out. It's a miracle. And we live in a day when the supernatural is kind of mocked. You know, it's kind of, we got way more people who enjoy Stephen Hawking than do Jesus, it seems. And they want, you know, they only want that which they can touch and taste and smell and prove in the laboratory. But the fact of the matter is, the history of the biblical account of Jesus Christ has never been disproven. And so I just wish that more Christians would stand up for Christianity and the gospel and say, no, we're not going to put up with all this stuff. Now, we might have all the folks over on Easter Sunday afternoon, and we might have, you know, our prime rib or our turkey or our ham or whatever, and make it a family holiday, that's fine. Let's make sure that the kids grow up knowing that the star of that weekend is not the Easter Bunny, it's Jesus.
Yeah, I so much agree with you, and I don't want to sound like the old cruddy guy in the corner, and I'm with you. You want to do a basket, an egg hunt, whatever it is your tradition with your family, but make sure your kids do understand who the day is about, what the true miracle was, you know.
Right.
That's the part that makes me crazy.
Well, when our kids were young, you know, we made a point to make sure that following Christ didn't mean that you were, you know, wearing secondhand clothes and no makeup and looked weird in the corner. So, you know, I actually did what we call resurrection baskets. Every Sunday morning, our kids would get up early and like that, we would read the story that the ladies ran to the tomb, right, to find it. So our kids, we'd read the story, then they would break up and they'd go ranging through the house to try and find their resurrection basket.
That's a great
idea.
When
they found it, there was a sign that's, you know, a little, I used to write on a napkin, and it'd say, Andy, he is risen. He is risen indeed. And lay that on top of his basket filled with malted milk balls. And, you know, we put candy bars and all that kind of stuff in there. I mean, I remember as a kid, I'd get my Easter basket and I'd fill my pockets full of malted milk balls to eat while my dad was preaching. So, but I always knew that resurrection was the capstone of the gospel. It wasn't just a holiday.
No, I agree, and I'm glad. There's a great tradition right there. I think that's a great thing that you got that out there, that you put the basket out after you read the story and the kids had to go looking for it. That makes a lot of sense. We got to go for a quick commercial. We come back. I want to wrap up with this, and then I want to talk to you about the state of the church today with our young people, the state of the gospel with our young people in 2018. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Pastor David Hague joins me. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
You know, it doesn't get any better than Charlie Daniels. I don't care what kind of music you like. When you hear his stuff, you got to get a little excited. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We're talking about what I refer to as Resurrection Weekend. Some refer to it as Easter Weekend. And as always, every year I talk about this and Christmas and a few other things. As to what the real meanings of them are, what it's about, and as Christians, how should we handle and deal with these kind of things? So, since I usually don't have a clue, I have to bring people on that do have a clue. So, Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I know I keep saying it, but I really do have to have you on more often. I want to have more conversations about Christ. I want to have more conversations about God. I think we're missing that, even at even on secular talk shows like mine. There's no reason in the world why we shouldn't be talking about the truth behind Christianity and such. So thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, many time you ask, Joe. I'll make time.
I appreciate that. All right, so let's get back to the chocolate bunny. So, come on. Yeah. And I loved your idea, by the way. I mean that sincerely, you know, where you hid the baskets and you talked to the kids about the day and how the women went looking for Christ and that's kind of where you kind of tied it all together. So that's great. It gives the story, you know, for a little one, it gives it a little bit of meaning, a little understanding of the anticipation of going to find that gift, if you would. And so I get it. I thought that was great. But
well, that's why we have sunrise services. You know, there are churches all over and communities all over that have what they call a sunrise service on Resurrection Sunday morning. Why? Well, because at first light, the ladies got up and went to the tomb. We have one at Grace. We have an amphitheater that holds about 2,500 people right on our property, and it's beautiful. So our sunrise service, you know, we have over 2,000 people that come to that thing, and they sing, and then they hear a message, you know, from 1 Corinthians 15 or from Matthew 28 or from one of the other passages that demonstrates that, you know what, the resurrection is really the capstone to the gospel. I mean, we talk a lot about the cross. But if Jesus, you know, remained in the tomb, the cross doesn't mean anything. And if you read Acts very carefully, especially the first 9 or 10 chapters, you'll find, and all the way up through chapter 13, actually, that the primary element in the apostolic gospel was the resurrection. They talked about his death, but it was all about he was raised for our justification. And if he's still in the tomb, we are, you know, if he's still in the grave, we are most people, all people, to be most pitied. because we're still in our sins. That the cross was just the death of Jesus, not the death of death. But because Christ has been raised, now we have hope. Now we have a validation that Jesus is the God, the Son incarnate, that his death was in our place and for our benefit, and that we one day will be resurrected and renewed, and we'll live together on the new earth, quite above even the possibility of sin. And that all ties back into the reality of the resurrection that we celebrate this coming Sunday.
I am smiling. I got a big smile on my face because I always think those people who make fun of me and people like me and like yourself, because we do believe in a resurrected Christ, we do believe about where we're going after all of this. I can't imagine the despair that I would live in, would be going on in my head, if I truly believed that the only thing after my heart stopped was I became worm food. I don't know how you live with that in your head.
Well, you know, Stephen Hawking, who just died, that was his thing. He said, basically, we're just computers, and when the power is shut off, we just cease to be. And I know that he died last week.
Yep.
And I can imagine that he really, really hoped that was true. But somewhere in the back of his heart and mind, there must have been at least a sliver of a conscience, because, you know, he was made to bear God's image. You don't get rid of that image. It's imprinted. And there was probably a lot of fear. And unfortunately, I don't think that that fear was ever pushed aside by the hope of faith in Jesus Christ. And that's my great burden for your listeners right now, and for the 6,000 or so people that will come to Grace this weekend on Sunday. My great burden is that, you know what? What if we're right? You know, Blaise Pascal, the great French mathematician, he put it this way. If I trust my life to Jesus and it turns out it's not true, I really haven't lost much.
That's right.
But if it turns out to be true and you haven't trusted him, you've lost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it that way, people should be driven to find reasonable, historical, philosophical, and theological reasons why the gospel story is absolutely true, reliable, and you should put your trust in it. It's that important.
And I, you know what, it's really funny because when you go through the day and people are spewing party lines or ideological lines or you know, religious, whatever you want to call them, I always like saying, have you really checked it out on your own? And forgive me, you know how I mean this. I mean, even when your pastor sits up from the pulpit, it doesn't mean it's 100% right. You need to do a little of your own studying, your own digging, because your faith isn't in the man behind the pulpit. Your faith is in Jesus Christ, not the guy telling you this is what the book says, you know?
Well, I would hope that preachers, myself included, would open up God's Word, would teach it in its context, and would do a good job of saying this is what the original author intended from the words that he used.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of you know, I teach a little bit about preaching over the Master's University, and I use Mark 4 sometimes as an example, where Jesus is in the boat and he's asleep and the waves are coming over the gunwale and the disciples are come to him and say, don't you care that we're going to die? And Jesus stands up and he stills the storm and he causes the Sea of Galilee to be like glass. And some people, a lot of preachers will take that and they'll go, hey, here's the thing. With Jesus in your boat, you can sail through the storms of life. But that's not why Mark put that there, and that's not why Jesus did it. The parable ends with the question. It says these men were saying, what kind of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? That miracle was meant to show that this is God the Son. This is the Creator. And if there's ever going to be a possibility that creation, which is corrupted by sin, is going to be cleansed and fixed, it's only going to happen if the power that created it is able to recreate it. And who can do that? God himself. That miracle is about the deity of Christ. It's not about you or me in the boat. And so often, I think preachers today, a lot of preachers, are trying so desperately to grow the church and that they do a felt needs type philosophy. They preach to a need rather than preaching to the true need, and that is for people to come face to face with the Holy God, understand the gospel, turn from their sin in repentance, and flee to Christ with great joy and delight in saving faith. And I think that people who sit in the pew should be able to go home and go, well, yeah, that makes sense. That's exactly what the text says. That makes absolute sense. Instead of going home and saying, wow, my pastor's a magician. He got stuff out of that text I never saw. That creates all kinds of problems in Christianity.
Well, I agree with you. The different messages will be given differently. Some pastors who aren't willing to actually break it down and explain it. Others want to make it nice and soft, and they don't want you to feel bad about yourself. You know me. Right. I deal with people from a multitude of churches, and it's always interesting to hear what they're being taught and how. Speaking of which, I do a lot with young kids, and some of the stories that we've done lately about how our young kids are turning away from God more and more and more. And it's not because necessarily they're looking at their parents and saying there is no God. It's because they're so tuned into their electronics. They're so tuned in to society around them and their friends and the people that they're around. When you have 64% of the young millennial-type population say, hey, it's okay to lie, and only about 24% of them truly believe in the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, I'm sorry, this is a problem. And I don't know how you're dealing with it from the pulpit, and I don't know how parents are dealing with it, and it doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy about the future.
Well, I think if you just look at our society, and I may get in trouble with you and some of your listeners here, but some of the great leaders, supposedly, of our nation lie all the time. And it's been going on in the presidency and in politics. And, you've had clergymen who have lied about their immorality, and then it's come out. I mean, basically, we have become a nation that believes it's only a lie if you get caught. And so we're growing up with this kind of deceit as normal, being the wallpaper of our world. Now, when it comes to the church, I'm going to play the same string, the same tune. We've got to teach the Bible the way it was meant to be taught, the way the original writers intended it to be understood. So in Ephesians chapter 4, right, when Paul says,
before you get into it, we got to go for a quick commercial. Yep. Come back. I want to finish up on that and keep going down that road. I agree with you. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Pastor David Hague joins me. We're discussing where are we at? Where are young people at with God and reality?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, we're going to do some college campus crazies in the next hour. This university who's forcing students, before they can go on with some of their classes, they have to confess to their white privilege. They have to confess that they understand it and that it's there and they need to do something about it. Because that's what I send my kids to college to learn, let me tell you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on before I get too far into the weeds. Pastor David Haig joins me. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And we're talking about where the young people are going today. Where are... What are we teaching? How are we shoring up? How are we trying to get our young kids to believe in Christ the way they believe in their iPhones? How's that?
That's well said. That's tweetable, man. That's tweetable.
Yes, that is. Well,
you know, in some ways, I think it starts in the home, and I think it starts with parents really trying to what is the main thing they want their kids to be? And unfortunately, today, I think career, you know, going to the right college, getting into the right college, doing the master's, getting the right career. And so they've got these kids, you know, running from pillar to post to learn violin and to play soccer and to be involved in this and that and doing their homework. You know, as a church, we have a pretty good youth group. But what we find is that by the time kids are juniors and seniors, they're so involved in all kinds of other things in order to get into the right college. And it becomes very evident that for some reason the parents don't think that a very strong spiritual, biblical, theological foundation is an absolute priority in their kids' lives. They're going to send them off to UCLA or Berkeley or wherever they can get into. And we're trying to tell our parents, you know what? If your child doesn't understand the gospel, if he doesn't understand how the Bible works, if he doesn't understand who God is and why it's important that we live according to God's commands and be able to fend off some of the absurdity that you just talked about that's going on university campuses, I mean, is it any wonder that these kids go and they sit under liberal professors and they have no foundation, and they're led around by the nose by every wind of doctrine and every little tomfoolery that's coming around? We have to get parents to understand that having a spiritual foundation, an understanding of the Bible, understanding of God and his ways is absolutely essential to their child going out into this broken, selfish, sin-driven world. It starts in the home. Then I think pastors and teachers, churches have to come alongside parents and families and say, okay, we're going to offer the kids something that actually works. You know, a lot of church youth groups are really good at keeping the kids busy. You know, we're going to play watermelon basketball, and we're going to smash this and smash that, and we're going to, you know, play with flat.
Okay, I lost you. Step back and to the right, 1 foot.
Is that me?
Yeah.
You got me in?
Yeah, you cut out for a second. That's all right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that you're right. Our kids are leaving because they never were really grounded in it.
But I will tell you
there's some good news. There's some good news.
Please.
You know, truth has always been in the minority. If we look at church history, we'll actually find that the spotlight of the Spirit moves from, you know, it started in the Reformation, it started in Germany, and it spread to Norway and Sweden and to England and to France. And now you look at those nations, and they're really dead. But then the United States picked it up, and we were a city on a hill. In God We Trust, and there were great revivals under Whitfield and Wesley. And you have all of these churches and hospitals and, you know, places like Harvard and Princeton were all started to produce preachers, actually. And now we're waning. But you hear news from Africa and from South America and from places like where the underground church is exploding. So my point being that God has always had his people. God is at work. His kingdom will one day know no end. And he said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell aren't going to break it. And I'm thankful for that. That's why at Grace we're more and more interested in helping train preachers and teachers in Romania and in Costa Rica and Ecuador and in Ethiopia where we are working. So just because things are waning in the States, yeah, that's bad. And we need to do something about it, everything we can. But if you take a global picture, God is still working. Jesus is on the throne, and he's going to save a whole bunch of people. According to Revelation, it's a group that no man can number from every tribe and nation and tongue under heaven. So I'm fairly optimistic.
Well, I'm like, you know me, I'm like a dog with a bone at this point, right? So, you know, you talk about foundation, you talk about truth, you talk about it starting at home. The numbers that I read show that about 50% of our kids, and I say our kids, lose their faith, for lack of a better term, when they head into college. It's because of what you said earlier. There's no foundation. There's no real foundation. So, you know, what are our parents teaching and teaching by showing their lifestyles, what they're living, what they're saying to each other? You know,
I can throw a lot of blame on what I call legalism, which is is basically training your kids to keep a certain number of rules. You don't do this and you don't do that, and you do this and you do that. You know, you wear the right thing, and you don't swear, and you don't go to this kind of movie, and you don't hang out with those kids. And, you know, you go to Sunday school, and you go to church, and you go to youth group. And we have created a situation where a lot of our kids, and I grew up this way, that if I just keep the rules, everybody thinks I'm fine with God, and then I begin to believe it too. We've got to get back to the fact that the gospel is about heart change.
Yep.
It's about affect, you know, it changes my affections. When the Holy Spirit comes in, he more and more builds in me a delight for holiness, a delight for truth, a delight for compassion, helping people, you know, altruistically, because I want to demonstrate through my good works the glory of my Father who's in heaven, according to Matthew 5. But what we do when we just set up rules, I think parents are so afraid. I had a lady tell me not long ago that said, my whole goal is to get my daughter through high school without her getting pregnant. I got to tell you, that's a horrible goal. I mean, that's got to be a consequence of the real goal, which is to train my daughter to be a woman of God who recognizes the lordship of Christ over her body and over her ethics and delights in obedience. That's the goal. If you have a daughter like that, then she's going to have all the control. She's not going to date some guy that doesn't know Christ. And she's not going to get pregnant until she's married and wants to have kids because she loves Jesus, not because of some rule.
Right. Well, you hit it a minute ago, and it's something I talk about on the show a lot. We're up in arms because we want to make more gun laws. We're up in arms because we want to make abortion illegal. We're up in arms. You know, we do all this stuff, and I keep coming back to it's a heart issue. It's a value exactly. issue. They don't know where they stand in Christ. They don't know how God cares about them. And this stuff is the fruit of them not understanding. Is it true?
Yeah. Yeah, this Sunday on Easter, Resurrection Sunday, preached the fifth in a series on the gospel because of what the resurrection is, the validation of the story. But our whole outline has been that God created and sin corrupted, and God decided sin wouldn't win, so he promised, he provided Jesus Christ, and then he validated Jesus Christ by prevailing over sin and death. You know, it all started in the garden, didn't it? When God said, look, Adam and Eve, you only have to do one thing to prove that you love me. It's obey this one command. Don't eat from that tree. And they said, no, and this Friday night, you know, and Thursday, actually, Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane. And he was being tempted to walk away. He's being tempted not to follow the plan. But what did he pray? Lord, not my will, but thine. Those two garden experiences demonstrate the reality of where every society has always been down through history from the beginning of time. You either say, Lord, my will is more important than yours. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't need you in my life. And if you persist in that until you die, you're going to get your wish eternally. You're not going to have any relationship with God throughout eternity, and that's called spiritual death and torment. But if you say, look, Lord, I realize you're God and I'm not. And if you're God, you always know what is best and right. So whatever you ask of me must be best and right. Therefore, even if I think one thing, if you think an opposite, I've got to say your will, not mine. But what we're doing right now is we're living in a society that is absolutely the most selfish, self-centered, self-driven society we've ever seen. We have kids who have been raised on this self-esteem movement, have been told they're outstanding. And no matter what, they actually believe it. And so when you have to come to them and say, you know what, you're selfish, you're arrogant, you're lazy, they look at us and say, oh my, you're a bigot, you're ageist, you don't like young people.
You hate me.
And they're offended.
All right, we're up against it. If you're in Los Angeles this weekend, Grace Baptist Church in Santa Clarita, California, if you don't have a church home, you got to go visit. Look them up online. Pastor Haig, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
My pleasure, Joe. Anytime. Thanks.
God bless. Look, a lot more coming up after the break. Facebook is definitely listening to your conversations and giving away your information. So why are you still with them? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll have more on that after the break. We'll be right back.